In today's story, it is supposed to be a referral tool for her web agency, but it ends up becoming a full-time business of its own. One of the many reasons why I encourage you to experiment with different projects and try new things and don't be afraid to take risks is because sometimes it really pays off. Now, you'll also hear in the story about why you might want to think inside the box. Well, that's because we're talking about subscription boxes. So it's not that complicated, but I'll tell you the details. I also wanted to say congratulations to my friends Joshua Fields Milburn and Ryan Nicodemus, also known as the Minimalists. You might have heard of them. They're kind of a big deal. They're on Netflix and lots of other places. But I knew them long ago, I think pre-minimalists, actually. They have a new book out now called Love People, Use Things, because the opposite never works. Which is true if you think about it, right? Love people, use things, the opposite never works. Check it out wherever you get your books. And of course, there is an audio version as well. Today's story, Think Inside the Subscription Box, is coming up in just 30 seconds. Stay tuned. In 2016, Julie Paul was running a web agency. Since she could work from anywhere, she and her husband decided to move to Asheville, North Carolina, right before their daughter started kindergarten. She loved their new home, but found herself spending lots of time behind a screen and missing personal interaction. On a whim, she decided to create Sparkle Hustle Grow, a subscription box that would serve the same audience she served with her agency, female entrepreneurs. She enjoyed getting subscription boxes herself. So she thought if she created one that had business tools and training that could help customers thrive, it might be a good lead generation tool for her agency. But what would she put in the box? Well, Julie looked back at her own expense receipts to see where she was spending money. She read a lot of books, usually in the self-help and personal development categories. She also bought a lot of office supplies. In fact, she's a self-described office supplies junkie, buying items that bring joy, rather than basic blue or black pens. The contents of the boxes changed as she got feedback, but that was her initial vision. Since Julie didn't have funding to launch the box, she got creative. She used a pre-sale to fund her first month's box before she started buying items to put in it. She also picked out a domain name for $15 and spent about $200 forming an LLC. During the pre-launch phase, she made a landing page to collect email addresses in exchange for a chance to win an annual subscription. Since she didn't have a box design, or even the products chosen for the first box, she mocked up the page with potential products to give buyers a feel for what might be included. Then, Julie simply shared it with everyone she knew. She posted it in Facebook groups that were relevant to her audience and asked others to share. She sent out emails each week to that list she'd been nurturing, showing off her progress and asking them questions. This way, she'd have buyers when she actually launched, or at least she hoped. She promised an exclusive item for founding members and created a sense of urgency with a deadline and a limited supply of 100 boxes. When she finally opened the cart and got her first sale notification, Julie jumped up and did a little dance. As more sales came in, she colored in each state where her customers were from on a big poster board print of the United States. She didn't hit her goal of 100, but made 42 sales and ended up shipping 56 boxes that first month. From there, she kept growing. A lot. In the space of 2 years, Sparkle Hustle Grow went from a dream to a much bigger business with annual revenue of $750,000 and a small team of contractors. How did it grow from 56 boxes to more than 1,000 going out each month? Well, Julie has used Facebook ads, a referral program, and sales funnels to grow her customer base. And basically what a sales funnel is in this context is a discount in exchange for an email address, and then an email sequence. So she's essentially trying to build relationships and then convert them to customers. She's also built relationships with female entrepreneurs, her target market, through Facebook groups and in-person events. Now, as we see in so many of our stories, there have naturally been a few hiccups along the way. For example, that person who won the free annual subscription, that very first one, Julie forgot to check the box "Do not renew" in her account, and accidentally charged her for the second year when the prize expired. That was a surprise to both of them, and Julie quickly learned that she'd better know her software systems inside and out. She refunded the buyer and apologized, but it didn't go over well, and Julie felt like she lost a possible superfan. Seasonality is another challenge. Subscriber numbers tend to drop in the summer when her audience is taking a break or going on vacation, running their kids back and forth to summer camp. So Julie has learned to plan ahead in terms of cash flow, marketing, and inventory. All the extra income has meant Julie's family has much greater financial freedom. That's the whole point, right? In fact, her husband is now able to homeschool their daughter. Julie made the decision to close her web agency because she had shifted her focus to the subscription box and replaced her full-time income with that. In fact, she's become so good at the subscription box business that she launched an online course called Subscription Box Bootcamp. This is a side hustle to what is now her main hustle. Subscription boxes have a lot of moving parts, and Julie knows the information can be really scattered. So she considers this course and the community to be like the Disney Fast Pass to success with launching. I think the Fast Pass is where you can kind of skip the line, but not too familiar with that myself. She also created a podcast called Subscription Box Basics. You might say Sparkle Hustle Grow didn't work very well towards Julie's intended goal. Remember, she wanted it to be a referral tool, but it became something much better. Here's some wisdom from Julie, very much aligned with the Side Hustle School way. She says, you don't have to be everything to everyone. In fact, that's a recipe for disaster. You should hone in very specifically on your ideal customer avatar. Avatar is just a fancy word for profile. Who is your ideal customer? What do they believe in? What are their values? What are they like? And then when you're marketing, speak directly to that person. Now, one challenge I always have with subscription boxes is creativity and churn. Churn is essentially the rate of subscribers dropping off, right? Because people subscribe for a couple of months, maybe even 3 to 6 months, maybe even a year. But then when that renewal time comes, you know, are they going to stick around? And historically with subscription boxes, churn is a real problem. So that's why it's connected to creativity. Like, how do you keep it fresh month after month? How do you keep that anticipation up? As well as, of course, the willingness to keep paying. So if you're going to start a subscription box, that's something you definitely want to think about from the front end. Not something you want to figure out later because it's so critical to success. I'm sure Julie could say much more about that and probably does in her podcast. So check that out. Inspiration is good, but inspiration with action is so much better. Today's show notes, including links to everything mentioned in the episode, will be at sidehustleschool.com/1674. Thank you for tuning in today. I hope you will subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. Come back tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.